Case Assist Rose through the counseling process. The following case study helps financial counselors think about how they would apply the skills discussed in this area. Note the open-ended questions at the end of the case. To be proactive in your education, consider writing responses in your personal study notes before reading the sample responses. Case: Rose is a 50-year-old woman who works as an account manager. She initially came in for counseling because she was turning 50 and learned she could make catch-up contributions to her 401k. Despite having regularly put money in savings and retirement savings, neither has grown large enough to enable retirement at her desired lifestyle level. Counselor: So last time we worked together on identifying some of your beliefs related to money, and one of these beliefs we identified was that you can't trust the stock market, you will lose all of your money. You said that you would think more about that between sessions and about how inflation has been reducing your purchasing power. Rose: Yes, I did. I didn't mention it last time, but in thinking about this, I realized that it goes back to my youth. My parents, who died years ago, went from riches to rags. I saw firsthand how the stock market could do that. My father never admitted he had lost all of our money, but it was obvious. My mother used to say that thing about not trusting the stock market. Counselor: Your father lost a lot of money in the stock market, and your mother never forgot. Rose: My mother said he lost it all when the stock he had put all of our savings in went under. Counselor: That must have had a tremendous impact on your youth. Rose: Yes, we had to sell our house and a lot of my more well-off friends stopped hanging around with me. Counselor: That must have been very traumatic. Rose: It was, and it still is, I think. I feel like even the investments I do have, which are the safest ones I can pick, are too risky sometimes. I know that I have been losing ground to inflation, but I'm still on the fence about trusting a financial advisor. I'm still not even sure I fully trust you, even though you have made it clear you don't invest money for clients or advise on how to invest. Counselor: I think you are being brave just by thinking about these experiences and admitting your trust limits when it comes to money. It's understandable that you have trouble trusting financial counselors, Rose. To me, it sounds like even giving your referral to a financial advisor may be a bit premature. I'd like to suggest something else called financial therapy. Rose: Financial therapy? I've never even heard of it. Isn't that what we have been doing? Counselor: We touched on some of it when we went through that beliefs exercise. Like me, a financial therapist will have some knowledge about personal finance. However, unlike me, a financial therapist is a licensed therapist, and so will be qualified to help you explore your deeper feelings about money in ways that can be quite profound. You might be able to rewrite some of the ways you think about money so you can make confident investment decisions. Rose: You think I need a therapist? Counselor: Therapy may or may not be for you, Rose, but I can say that I saw a financial therapist related to how slowly I was paying off my student loans. It really helped me shift my perspective. I don't think of it as needing or not needing therapy. It is about needing a support network. Rose: But can't we just do that work together? It was hard enough just to show up here. Counselor: I appreciate your vote of confidence, but just like how your primary doctor refers you to a physical therapist to recover from an accident, a financial therapist is best qualified to help with a goal to change deeply held financial beliefs. Rose: I guess that makes sense. Will that therapist also be able to answer my questions about my 401k? Counselor: Those sessions may or may not get into such details at the level you desire. If you want, we can still meet to continue your financial education and prepare you to get a financial advisor when you are ready. We can also use such sessions to check in on if you are finding the financial therapy process and your therapist to be useful. Rose: How would I even find a financial therapist? Counselor: I can give you a referral to the financial therapist that I used. You could use a different therapist at that practice since we have them in our trusted referral network, or I could help you go through a financial therapist directory online to help find a good fit for you. Rose: I'll start with the therapist you used and see how it goes. I really do want to get a handle on my retirement savings. Counselor: You really are committed to your own growth, Rose. I'm here to support you on that journey. Question 1. What are some of the clues that lead this counselor to decide that financial therapy might be a good fit for Rose? Question 1 sample response. Rose didn't mention her father losing all of the family's money in the stock market in the prior session or her mother saying not to trust the stock market. Either Rose had repressed these memories or she was not comfortable sharing them in the last session. The situation of moving downward in social status was likely very traumatic, as the counselor says. Beliefs that are this deeply held or that are difficult to admit to may be beyond the scope of financial counseling. Question 2. What are some of the areas in this conversation that require the counselor to tread very carefully? How well does the therapist do in these situations? Question 2 sample response. The process of referring someone to financial therapy can be a sensitive issue since therapy of any kind carries a stigma in some cultures. The counselor set therapy up as a normal and healthy way to expand one's support network. The counselor also made it clear that financial therapy may or may not be what Rose needs, which emphasizes that she is in control. The counselor also used self-disclosure to reveal that financial therapy is a tool the counselor has used. Another area of danger is discussing investments. Since the counselor can educate but cannot offer investment advice, determining where to draw this line will always require situational judgment on the part of the counselor.